Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, on the 22nd of April, I ordered something thinking that I was going to get a KitchenAid mixer for like $5 or something. And all of a sudden, I saw a charge for $59, and I called the very same day, and I spoke with Kevin and said I wanted this deleted. I wasn't interested. It was a scam. And he assured me it'd all be taken care of. I still have yet to see a refund.
What's your name, ma'am?
Edwina Forys. F-O-R-Y-S.
Will you verify your mailing address?
283 Ransom Road, Lancaster, New York.
Okay, and I do have that account.
Okay.
I have that account pulled up, and I see where you did call in to cancel. And
yes.
I don't see where there were – I don't see there was a refund. It just shows that you called in to cancel that subscription.
Yes, I want to cancel it, and I told them I didn't want it. And since it was less than a day, I should be getting a refund. Take it off of my charge card.
Okay, so I can go ahead and process. Looks like you had the meal plan app. You entered into a giveaway to win a prize. You entered that giveaway by subscribing to that monthly meal plan app. So I can go ahead and process a refund. When you entered into that giveaway, you were subscribing into this meal plan that focuses on how to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and process that refund for $55, as there is a $5 non-refundable fee.
Okay, that's fine. Give me
all
that
right.
Back.
So I'll go ahead and process it. They ask that you allow 3 to 5 business days.
All righty. Thank
all right.
you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
What's your name, please? What's your name, please?
Jasmine, Jasmine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling customer support.
Bye.